After being examined at Dachau, we were all taken to a room where a Luftwaffe doctor spoke to us. I don't recall his name, but I can see him as if he were standing before me right now. "You've all been chosen for seawater experiments," he explained. "First, you'll be given good food to eat, better than you've ever had before. After that, you'll get nothing, and only seawater to drink." I also remember him saying, "Do you know what it is to be thirsty? You'll start going mad. You'll think you're in the desert. You'll start trying to lick the very dirt from the earth." The experiments began the following week. We got nothing more to eat and only seawater, or chemically treated seawater, to drink. Our group of 40 gypsies was divided into three equal subgroups. Group 1 was given pure seawater. Group 2 was given chemically treated seawater. It was dark yellow and a lot worse than ordinary seawater. Group 3 were given seawater that had been treated and looked like regular drinking water. I was in group 2. I suffered terrible bouts of thirst during the experiments. I felt violently nauseous, lost weight rapidly, and had a fever. I was so weak I could no longer stand up. I clearly recall one Czechoslovakian gypsy begging the Luftwaffe doctor not to give him any more water. He couldn't take it anymore. The doctor ordered him to be tied down to a bed. Then he personally administered seawater to this gypsy by means of a stomach pump. Most of the gypsies had spinal cord and liver punctures done on them during the experiments. They did a liver puncture on me, so I know firsthand how agonizing these punctures were. Even today, when the weather changes, I have severe pain where it was carried out. The Luftwaffe doctor did all of the liver and spinal cord punctures himself. Of the 40 men, one lasted only a few days. 3 were so close to death that they were carried out on stretchers under white sheets. I never heard anything of these 3 again.